One night, I had a backstage pass.
Hold on to your butts.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh, fuck!
Welcome everyone to the Geek Couch Backstage Pass, episode number 21. I'm your host, Sean DeRager. This is the show that helps you discover six new bands and artists on a weekly basis. You can follow the show on Twitter at Geek Couch, find us in iTunes and Stitcher, and you can also find past shows, news and reviews, and contact me over at thegeekcouch.com. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. I have a lot of bands that I'm very excited to be showcasing this week. Christy and Colin Dupree of Merriment are not strangers to the road or the musical lifestyle. Their older siblings make up the band Isley. Their brother-in-laws are Max Bemis of Say Anything and Darren King of Mute Math. Their mother is a vocalist and their dad is also their band manager. It was only a matter of time before we'd start hearing more from these two. On April 8th, their debut full-length will be released via Equal Vision Records. Here they are with the song Backwards.
Walking backwards in your steps, nobody knows you're dead. Lifeless heartbeat in your chest, waiting the day you can rest. Take it from someone who sees both sides of the star.
Was Merriment with the song Backwards. It's off their upcoming full-length album Sway, which is out on April 8th. So if you like that song, make sure you grab that album on the 8th. Chad Van Galen is constantly creating. When he's not funneling his creativity into his music, he's pursuing other art projects. It's been reported that he's working on plans to build a giant grinning monster head on his roof, which could be seen from the windows of a children's hospital on the hill overlooking his house. He also is working on a feature-length animated science fiction film with a companion book. He's playing in two bands with his kids, the improvised hardcore punk duo Crocodile Teeth and The Snugglers, and the live techno band Banana Bread. He's also producing adventurous records and videos for some of the best bands of our time. Somehow, with all this, he's found time for his fifth studio album, due out in late April. Here is Chad Van Galen with the song, Where Are You? That was Chad Van Galen with the song Where Are You? It will be released via Sub Pop Records on April 29th. You can head over to subpop.com and pre-order the vinyl or CD over there, or you can pre-order the digital album via iTunes. Austin, Texas native Jess Williamson started recording her newest album upon returning to Austin, Texas from spending time in New York City studying photography. Her return, she says, quote, marked a long period of turning inward and spending a good deal of time alone, doing self-work and shifting my priorities a bit, unquote. This honesty and introspection makes Native State an album worth checking out. Here she is with the song Spin the Wheel.
My pride was a mountain, and yours a little bird. I'd stand long and strong beside you, and you'd sing anywhere you're heard. You gotta spin the wheel every morning, and if madness or artifice come as a warning, forget what they told ya. It gets cold in California, but the women there with the flowers in their hair will wrap you in white towels, wrap you in white towels, wrap you in white towels. So you'll never even feel it, and you'll never have to try or cry. Be warm in their bath water, and they'll lay in your diamond eyes. Time beat pride, and I saw all I lost laying with you so many nights. See my ladies moon bathing at the riverside.
Was Jess Williamson with Spin the Wheel from her album Native State, which is out right now on Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes, and Amazon MP3. You can also grab the vinyl copy over at BrutalHonest.com. Seattle-based pop-punk band Taco Cat came together organically back in 2007. Layla Maupin on drums and Eric Randall on guitar met in their native Longview, Washington, 2 hours south of Seattle, the very town that Green Day named their breakout debut single after. Sometime after that, Eric stumbled across Long Beach, California native Bree McKenna, who plays bass. She was living in a band's practice space. And then Layla met Butte, Montana native Emily Nokas, who is the singer and tambourine, on one excruciatingly early, boring graphic design class. Their new album, NVM, is out now. This is a song from that release. Here is Taco Cat with Crimson Wave. Taco Cat with the song Crimson Wave. It's from their newly released album NVM. You can find links to all the bands today and their releases in the show notes over at thegeekcouch.com. Joel Thibodeau is a Death Vessel, and he uses experiences of wandering from place to place as fuel for his creativity. His newest Death Vessel album, Island Intervals, found him traveling through Iceland and putting experiences into each eventual song. Shearwater's Jonathan Myberg had this to say about Joel. Joel's an inveterate and intuitive wanderer. When I met him years ago, he'd just spent a few months traveling the United States on Greyhound buses, sometimes sleeping rough and making a record from found memories. I remember he had an otherworldly quality about him that I couldn't quite name, like he'd just blown in on the wind. Here is Death Vessel with a song, Mercury Dime.
Struck too high, my bell bleeds. From the melt to the die, from the die to the deep. Elsie Marlowe, where are you? Show your feathers on the floor of the wavy blue. There I go.
Fortune evermore in the wavy blue. There I go, looking wavy, looking blue.
was Death Vessel with the song Mercury Dime. It's from his album Island Intervals, and it's out now on Sub Pop Records. Well, our final band, Nye Harvest, is a two-piece emo rock band from Sheffield, South Yorkshire, UK. Earlier this month, they celebrated their release of their EP, Hold Open My Head, out on Top Shelf Records. Here is the title track from that EP. Top Shelf Records band Nye Harvest with the song Hold Open My Head. It's available on their EP of the same name. You can grab that digitally or on vinyl from topshelfrecords.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. I hope you guys found a couple bands that you dig and will track down and grab their music. Thanks for listening. Remember to leave us a review over at iTunes. It would mean a ton. I should have one audio review coming out this week, and I'm hoping to get another Fireside Lounge episode up. Otherwise, I'll talk to all of you next weekend. Have a great week.